Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi. Earlier, I saw this advertisement on Facebook about Walmart having mixers for $2, but I had to send them $25 for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Like a contest, I guess it would be. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, I work for a third party. Yes.
Okay. Could you tell me if this is true or if I could get my money back?
Okay, I can look that up for you. What's your name?
Olga Silva.
And what's your mailing address?
613 Camino de Teodoro. That's in Walnut, California, 91789.
It's at 91789.
Yeah.
Okay, I do have that account showing that there was a charge of $7.95 shipping and handling. Is that what you're referring to?
It wasn't $7.95. It was supposedly $25.
You say you were charged $25?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not showing a $25 charge. If it just happened, it may be a delay. Say what now?
It was just done about maybe an hour or two ago.
Okay, right. So it may be a delay in the system if it just happened today. We advise that you call back, I would say later tonight, or you can try it tomorrow, but it's not showing on that charge yet on the system.
What is the $7.95 for?
It's for the shipping and handling to send that product to you.
Do you have anything what it was that I paid for?
It's saying for a KitchenAid?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that's what it's showing.
Well, maybe it wasn't $25. Maybe it wasn't $7.95. So is this legitimate then?
Yes. It's showing that charge. Looks like it was on, today. It says
okay.
May 5th.
May the 5th?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was today. What's today, the 12th?
The charge is for today, May 12th.
Yeah.
And it looks like it was.
Okay. When could I find out if it's about getting reimbursed? Tomorrow?
Yes.
If
there's another charge to appear, yes, you can call. They can discuss that with
okay,
you.
I'll do that.
We can't do anything if we don't show that charge, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Customer support. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye.